Moving on to old business, our first item of old business is change of zone number 1942, Bay Developers LLC, Twin Cedars LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1942 for Bay Developers LLC, Twin Cedars LLC, for a change in zoning from C1, CR1, and GR to a GR-RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently zoned C1, General Commercial, CR1, Commercial Residential, and GR, General Residential. Two, the property is presently used for agricultural purposes, and it was previously developed as an apartment complex consisting of 50 units in 3 buildings. All of the apartment buildings have been removed from the property. Three, this site was previously approved under change of zone number 1668 for a GR-RPC and change of zone number 1669 for a change in zone to CR1. The master site plan from those two approvals showed 199 residential units comprising of 120 multifamily units, 45 townhomes, and 34 duplexes, along with 38,175 square feet of commercial space on this property. Those projects were never built, and this application deletes the commercial uses from the site. Four, the proposed development will have no more than 254 dwelling units consisting of 168 apartments, 44 townhouses, 42 single-family units on 64.32 acres. The net density is 3.95 units per acre, which is less than the maximum density permitted under the existing C1, CR1, and GR zoning. This density is also similar to other nearby developments. Five, the County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for this site. Central water will also be provided. Six, DLDOT has issued a traffic impact study review letter for this project requiring off-site improvements, which the developer will be required to comply with. These improvements will improve traffic in the area and mitigate the impact of traffic from this development. Seven, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. This project will also maintain approximately 42 acres of the site as open space. This includes extensive wetlands on the southwest portion of the site that will remain undisturbed. Eight, the project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding community. There are existing developments in the immediate area with similar characteristics. Nine, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in the coastal area. Development such as this, GR-RPC, is appropriate in this area according to the plan. 10, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 254 dwelling units consisting of 168 apartments, 44 townhomes, and 42 single-family units. B, a homeowners association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of buffers, stormwater management facilities, streets, amenities, and other common areas. C, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. D, the RPC shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. E, the RPC shall be served by Central Water for drinking water and fire protection. F, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in any manner that is consistent with best management practices. G, interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. There shall also be street lighting and sidewalk on both sides of the streets within the RPC. H, the development shall be served by its own on-site amenities, including a clubhouse, pool, walking paths along the wooded open space, and a tot lot. All amenities shall be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of a building permit for the 100th unit on the site or the building containing the 100th unit on the site. I, a 20-foot-wide vegetated or forested buffer shall be established along the perimeter of the site. This buffer shall be utilized, shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area. the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. J, if requested by local school district, a school bus shelter shall be provided by the entrance to the development with the location and related parking to be approved by the school district's transportation supervisor. The location of the school bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. L, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan confirming all landscape to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas and forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify limits of disturbance within the site. This landscape plan shall also provide enhanced screening and the landscape berms along the front entrance as well as the sides of the property, excluding the rear open space, as presented during the public hearing and described at pages 15, 16, and 17 of the applicant's project notebook. And this final site plan shall include grading plan that shall be submitted to county staff for review and approval. O, construction site work grading and delivery of materials shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. A 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. P, the final site plan and the recorded governing documents for this development shall include agricultural use preservation notice. These documents shall also include similar notices that there is a camping RV park adjacent to the site and that hunting activities occur in this vicinity of the site. And Q, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my
second.
We move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1942, Bay Developers LLC, Twin Cedars LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-13, Bayless Estates Phase 2 from subdivision 2017-01.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2021-13 for Bayless Estates based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, Bayless Estates is an existing subdivision that is currently being constructed. Phase one was approved for 99 single family lots in 2006 as subdivision 2004-55. Then in 2017, 37 additional lots were approved as subdivision 2017-1 as part of phase two. Two, this application seeks to redesign a portion of the existing approved subdivision to add 14 additional lots. Three, the reconfiguration of the existing subdivision improves the design while maintaining the general layout of the prior approvals. Four, the redesign complies with section 99-9L of the subdivision code and the other requirements for an AR1 single family lot division, subdivision, excuse me. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Six, the preliminary approval is subject to the conditions imposed on the prior approvals of subdivision 2004-55 and 2017-1. And there shall be no more than 150 total lots within the entire Bayless Estates subdivision. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-13, Bayless Estates Phase 2 of subdivision 2017-01. For the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use 2260, Ronald Lee Wisman II.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use number 2260 for Ronald Lee Wisman II for a professional gunsmithing business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for gunsmithing business located on the property where the applicant resides. Two, The gunsmith process also involves application of coating material to the surface of guns, rifles, and other items. 3. The use is small in nature and is very nearly a home occupation, which would be permitted use on this property. 4. The applicant has stated that there will be very little interaction with the public except for appointments made for drop-off or pickup of a firearm that is left at the business for the application of the coating material. 5. The use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. 6. The applicant has stated that there will not be a firing range located on the premises and firearms will not be discharged on the premises. 7. The use provides a needed service for residents of Sussex County who own firearms. As a result, the use has a public or semi-public character. 8. No parties appeared in opposition to this application, and one neighbor appeared in support of it. 9. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A. The use shall be professional gunsmithing and the application of coatings to the surface of firearms and other items. B. The applicant must comply with all federal and state licenses and regulations for this use. C. As stated by the applicant, no firearms shall be discharged on the site. D. As stated by the applicant, the use shall occur within the applicant's existing building on the site. No gunsmithing activity shall occur outside. E. One unlighted sign no larger than 4 feet by 4 feet in size shall be permitted. And F. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2260, Ronald Lee Wickman II, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2280, Covered Bridge Inn LLC, Hopkins Henlopen Homestead LLC.
Okay.
I move we recommend approval of conditional use, got the wrong number, 2280 for Ingrid Hopkins for an event venue based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1. The site is a 5-acre parcel of land owned by the applicant. It is surrounded by farmland owned by the applicant's family. The use will occur within a renovated barn and the surrounding areas, including pavilions. 2. This is also the site of a bed and breakfast that was approved by the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. This use is consistent with the prior approval on this agricultural property. 3. The use is an extension of the historical agricultural use of this property, and it is consistent with the surrounding farmland. 4. The applicant intends to hold events that include weddings, birthday parties, and similar events. 5. The Delaware Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation has confirmed that the agritourism use is an approved use on lands that are in the state agricultural preservation program. 6. The site will have sufficient areas for parking. 7. With the conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. 8. This use promotes agricultural activities in Sussex County and is an innovative agritourism destination. 9. No parties appeared in opposition to this application. And 10. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A. Food and beverage service and music or similar entertainment is permitted. B. All parking areas shall be generally shown on the final site plan. No parking shall be permitted on any nearby county roads. C. All entrance locations shall be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. D. All events shall conclude prior to 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. at night, with music ending no later than 10 p.m. E. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2280, Covered Bridge Inn LLC, Hopkins Henlopen Homestead LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening.